You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has announced it will supply Ukraine with 31 advanced M1 Abrams tanks worth $563 million in a matter of months. President Joe Biden announced the decision at the White House.
The United States has worked in lockstep with our allies and partners around the world to make sure the Ukrainian people are in the strongest possible position to defend their nation, their families, and against the truly brutal aggression of Russia. I haven't seen the likes of this in a long time. The United States and Europe are fully united. And today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abram tanks to Ukraine.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says his country is also sending 14 tanks, the more reliable Leopard 2s.
Our goal is to quickly provide two tank battalions together with our allies. There are many countries that would like to supply, and we will coordinate that and involve them to make that happen step by step.
Germany's decision paves the way for other countries such as Poland, Spain, the Netherlands, and Norway to supply some of their Leopard tanks to Ukraine, going some way towards delivering the hundreds of tanks that Ukraine says it needs. After Germany's decision, Spain's defense minister said Madrid was open to providing Ukraine with German-made Leopard 2 tanks. Now Finland says it is considering also sending tanks to Ukraine, says its president Sauli Niinistö.
The question is still in Finland open. We have to look very carefully because I want to underline that amongst those countries having Leopards, more than 10 in Europe, Finland is in a unique position because we are the only one outside NATO and having a very long borderline. Actually, after you, the longest in Europe with Russia. So that is always something we have to consider when we decide our role. But nevertheless, I can just promise that we are constructive in that unit.
And Slovakia is also preparing to help as well with MiG-29 fighter jets and tanks. Slovak Defense Minister Jaroslav Nad says that his country is prepared to send 30 T-72 tanks, as well as the grounded MiG-29 fighter jets it has, to Ukraine.
We have made decision to ground MiG-29 supersonic jets from 1st of October last year. So they're not flying anymore. They are landed in one of the Air Force base in Slovakia. And yes, we are ready to discuss delivery of or donation of that planes to Ukraine. There is no discussion now about possibility of deployment of Slovak once they come Leopards to Ukraine. What we have actually proposed is that we still have 30 T-72 tanks and we would be ready to send them immediately, even tomorrow, to Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his nation's thanks.
I started today with a conversation with Chancellor Scholz, first of all about Leopards for Ukraine, and this is exactly the conversation we expected. I thank Mr. Chancellor, all German politicians and public figures for their willingness to strengthen the defence of Europe. There is a very powerful step by the United States. This is how the day begins in the US. Ukraine will receive Abrams. Thank you for this decision. I thank Mr. President Biden personally. I thank Congress. I thank every American family for the tangible strength of the American global leadership.
But Mr. Zelensky says time is of the essence.
The key now is speed and volume, the speed of training our military, the speed of supplying tanks to Ukraine, the amount of tank support. We have to form a fist of tanks, a fist of freedom, which will not allow tyranny to rise again.
Russia says supplying tanks to Ukraine is a rather disastrous plan, with Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov calling the plans absurd. The spokesman claimed the West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground.
I am convinced that many specialists understand the absurdity of this idea, simply because of technological aspects. This is a rather disastrous plan. The main thing is, this is a completely obvious overestimation of the potential that the supply of tanks would add to the armed forces of Ukraine. It is yet another fallacy, a rather profound one. We reiterated that these tanks will burn down just like all the other ones, except they cost a lot, and this will fall on the shoulders of European taxpayers.
Russian President Vladimir Putin avoided commenting on Germany's decision to supply tanks to Ukraine during a visit to Moscow State University. This comes as the Russian Defense Ministry says the frigate Admiral Gorshkov tested its strike capabilities in the Western Atlantic Ocean. In a statement, the ministry said that the frigate had run a computer simulation on its hypersonic Zircon missiles. Zircon missiles have a range of 900 kilometers and can travel at several times the speed of sound, making it difficult to defend against them. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.